Thank you. Now, I just sent some 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone, the new is here. The sense I very much was that perhaps our way of thinking pre-pandemic is very different from where we are with the pandemic now. And we should rejoice and be glad in the Lord and the fact that we have God as our Lord and Saviour. Amen.
Amen. And I would say one of my senses has been over the last 3-4 months is that we have to re-engage and just call out for God to bring His Spirit and bless us. So, brothers and sisters, while we're here now, let's just cry out to God. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, fill us again. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Renew us as we start again and we re-engage the life you've called us to in a fresh way, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come down and bless us now. Come down, Holy Spirit. We call down, Lord, in the authority you've given us, that we should ask your Spirit to come. Come, Holy Spirit. Come in our midst, we pray. Let's just worship the Lord, and let's just have our hands. Let's open up our hands like this, wide open, in a receiving position, that the Spirit might come and fill us as we worship. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, fill me. Fill us. Fill me. Fill us. Come, Holy Spirit.
The words that the angel spoke to Mary, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Just felt the Lord saying, those words are for each one of us too, right now. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you.
I had a sense as we were beginning the meeting that the Lord knows you and what you're going through. He knows all of us. There's a song, you know, nobody knows the trouble I've seen, nobody knows the sorrow. The Lord of glory, our personal Lord, knows what we're experiencing and is with us.
I just felt the Lord gave me this scripture in Isaiah chapter 40. Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or as his counsel has instructed him? Whom did he consult for his enlightenment? And who taught him the path of justice? Who taught him knowledge and showed him the way of understanding? Even the nations are like a drop in the bucket and are accounted as dust on the scales. And I just felt the Lord wants us to know that He is in charge. It's not Mr. Xi Jinping or Mr. Biden or Boris Johnson or anybody else. The Lord is in charge, and he loves us and He cares for us. And that's why I just felt He wanted to say that He's in charge.
Amen. And He's in charge, and particularly He sent us His Spirit, as He sent His Spirit, as was shared at the very first of those sharings from Rainer, through to Mary. He sends His Spirit to us today that we might be strengthened, because we can't do any of this life except in God's strength. So let's continue in the worship of the Lord. Let's continue with an expectation of His powers and His Holy Spirit coming and giving us strength and courage as we worship and we move in our lives.